We're joined by Dr. Richard Cheng in Shanghai. He's an American doctor who treated COVID patients in Shanghai. Where would you say we are right now? We're talking about new cases spilling out into other areas. Just how significant is this problem?
This is not unexpected. Since the COVID-19 worldwide is not under control, and if anything we can learn from the Spanish flu of 100 years ago, I believe this pandemic, unfortunately, will probably last for quite a while, because the virus is still going around. And I'm not surprised at all to see pockets of these not really relapses or resurgings, probably, of the pandemic here in China. And I believe what the government has taken is necessary. We need to stay vigilant, and the social distancing, personal protective measures are essential. And also, one other thing I would like to stress is that don't forget that we need to really focus on individual health and individual nutritional immunity, what I call protected population immunity. I think that's a big piece of information, that's a missing piece, and I think the worldwide many leadership and authorities are missing, I believe.
And expand on that for us.
Yeah, well, think about it is that, you know, yes, COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 virus is a brand new virus. However, these viruses, if you compare all these other viruses, they cause disease through some common mechanisms. And we all know about this, actually, from very early, back in January, that COVID-19, as we know it now, causes diseases primarily through what we know as cytokine storm, or more in common term, free radicals. Or in plain language, it's oxidizing damage of our cells or important molecules. That's the essence of the disease, okay? There's nothing, there's really no difference between COVID-19 or SARS or MERS in the past. So if we really focus on that, we will know that's a common pathway. We target that, basically antioxidants. And that's the key here. And yes, we need to study SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 separate individually, but I think it's a mistake to regard COVID-19 as a brand new disease that we need to start from scratch and design new drugs or new vaccines. While it's necessary, I believe it's misled, because we are wasting precious times. See, now 6 months into this pandemic, and the world has suffered tremendously, significantly, and we don't still have a so-called proven effective method. At the same time, actually, we know from the past what we have learned, that this is a preventable and manageable, at least to a large degree. For example, I believe for high-risk groups of people, like seniors, children, sick, and healthcare workers, or those first responders, all these people, we should give them active nutrition. For example, vitamin D. Vitamin D has been adapted by a few countries, including Egypt, to be, you know, effective and necessary. And vitamin C, for example, has been adapted by the Shanghai here in China, Shanghai and Guangdong government, and in Wuhan as well. So we know these things can help. And why don't we do it? It's cheap and it's ineffective. So that, I believe, that's one. In addition to other measures, this is also a very important measure. And unfortunately, I don't hear much talk about it.
Yeah, doctor,
by the mainstream.
Doctor, we only have about 40 seconds or so. I'm just curious, you're in Shanghai. What are your concerns sitting there? I mean, if you're watching what's happening in Beijing, and we've seen the success in China in terms of tamping down the coronavirus, what are your concerns as you look at Beijing and the clusters there?
If I look at just China now, is that I believe within China, with this current approach, it can keep it under control. I think the main problem right now is how long can we keep the country in a lockdown mode, because you have to consider the consequences of lockdown in terms of economy, in terms of job, employment. And also, China is not isolated. And China is connected worldwide with other parts of the country, world, and you know, this is going to go back and forth. If we just world it together, we're enjoying this thing together. If we don't you know, manage it globally, and it will come back, you know. So I'm not too concerned about the disease per se here, but I'm more concerned about the worldwide pandemic and also the economic consequences. So
Dr. Richard Cheng joining us from Shanghai, thanks so much for your insight.